Woke up on the sand and I tied up my sleeping bag.
We're listening to a new track by indie rocker John Vanderslice. It's called Too Much Time. And if you regularly check out NPR's Song of the Day section at our website, you might have heard it this past Monday. Stephen Thompson is the man who brings you NPR's Song of the Day, and he's with us to talk about some of the picks this past week. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, guys.
An interesting mix of stuff here, Stephen. You've got some indie college music. We've got this song we're listening to by John Vanderslice, some piano lounge jazz. And then a band that sort of defies description, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, which we'll get to in a sec. But I want to ask you about another song first. It's called Shook Down by a band called The Dead Satellites. Let's take a listen.
I sat down with some friends, familiar strangers. It said that in the end, we were the danger.
A lot of jangly guitars here. The guy sounds a little bit like Ian McCullough from Echo and the Bunnymen. Tell us about the song and the band, Stephen.
Okay, it's a brand new band. The singer's been around a while. His name is Matthew Ryan, and he's kind of a gruff, you know, slightly sort of Springsteen-y guy. There's a little bit of a throwback-y, kind of slightly Replacements-y vibe to it as
right.
well.
Paul Westerberg-y.
Paul, yeah. And,
are we getting too insider here?
I don't think so. But the song's got a little bit of an interesting backstory to it. Matthew Ryan wrote the song because his father had lost a significant chunk of his life savings the way so many of us have.
Right.
And so he wanted to write kind of a modern-day protest song to that effect. And what's kind of interesting about it is if you listen closely, that outrage is in the lyrics, but at the same time, it functions effectively whether you're listening closely or not.
It's an interesting song. I got to admit, I didn't love it, but he does sort of beat you over the head at the end with this kind of...
Yeah.
I mean, he says, the average CEO makes 400 times what the average worker makes.
It's very hard to work that statistic into a rock lyric, isn't it?
And so he manages to do it.
He does a little, yeah, he does a little spoken word coda at the end.
Okay, the next song that we're going to play, thankfully, Stephen, is not indie college rock, but it's a gentle cover of John Coltrane's Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz.
Okay, I gotta admit, I love this song. I think this is a great song. This guy has an amazing voice. His name is Kurt Elling. Who is he?
He's like a 40-year-old Midwestern jazz singer. The thing with jazz vocals, it's so tricky when you're talking about just purely jazz vocalists, making it not sound like you're going to hear it in a hotel bar. No matter how strong the singer is, you're always sort of up against that. And I think this is a very pure, thoughtful vocal, and ultimately a beautiful rendition of the song. Billy Strayhorn wrote it when he was 16 years old, and it's from this record of John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman songs. It's all covers.
Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me.
Makes you want to have a martini and sit back and watch Mad Men.
When don't I feel like that?
Right, well. Now, I was told you have a very special pick for Song of the Week,
the Song of the
Stephen.
Week.
And I mentioned it briefly at the beginning, a band called Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. First, how would you describe this band?
Okay, very, very tricky. And I saw them live at South by Southwest, the music festival in Austin, earlier this year, and was absolutely over the moon.
It sounds like there's a lot of people. There's Edward Sharpe, And then the Magnetic Zeros.
It's a 10-piece band. Okay. When I saw the band, it was as if you had like handed a 6-year-old a kitten. Like I was just sitting there, just like.
Oh, you were the. I was the
6-year-old, and I guess that would make the band the kitten. But it was incredible. It was just unbelievably electric. The record actually has a tricky time capturing what makes this band so unbelievably great. And I feel like it's as if you were doing an art exhibit where you filled the Grand Canyon entirely with marshmallow fluff. Mm. Which I don't recommend. But if you did that, if you took a picture of the Grand Canyon full of marshmallow fluff, it's not going to compare to standing at the mouth of the Grand Canyon full of marshmallow fluff and just taking in the sheer enormousness of the experience.
Such a good song.
It is a wonderful song. And
great tune.
Wait until you see this band live. When people see this band live, that's where they're going to fall head over heels in love.
The song is called Home. It's by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Stephen Thompson's pick of the week. You can hear more of Stephen Thompson's picks by going to npr.org and checking out the song of the day. Stephen, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Guy.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Have a great night.